Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Geraint Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Cuban artist Chucho Valdez and 10 others, including the National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maestro Enrique Pérez Mesa, have all been nominated to this year's 20th edition of the 2019 Latin Grammy Awards, granted by the Latin Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, Inc. The winners will be announced on November the 14th at MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas. Yelsi Heredia with her CD Lo Nuestro, produced by Bis Music, and Aimee Nubiola with her work A Journey Through Cuban Music, produced by Top Stop Music, are both competing in the category of the Best Traditional Tropical Album, an award going to solo artists, duos or groups for releasing vocal or instrumental albums that contain at least 51% of new recordings in the traditional tropical music category, which includes genres such as son, danzón, guaracha, bomba and interpretations of traditional style. It's worth noting that musicians originating from Cuba have traditionally dominated this category, although the award has also been presented to artists from Puerto Rico, Spain, and the United States. Cuban pianist, bandleader, composer, and arranger Chucho Valdez is nominated in the category of Best Latin Jazz Album with his latest CD, Jazz Bata 2. Produced by Mac Avenue Music Group. Chucho dedicated this CD to his father, also renowned musician of Cuban origin, Bebo Valdez, who in turn won in this same category twice, in 2002 and 2004. Meanwhile, members of the Cuban Sax Quintet, Yamil Sherry, Herman Velasco, Cesar Lopez, Alfredo Thompson, and Evaristo Demi, with their new CD, Saxophones Live Session, produced by Cuba's IGREM, and nominated in the category of Best Instrumental Album, while Cuba's National Symphony Orchestra entered the competition with their work, Cuba, The Legacy, under Risi Productions, Inc. label in the category of Best Classical Music Album. Prolific Cuban-Venezuelan pianist, violinist, composer, producer, and arranger Cesar Orozco is also nominated for the coveted Grammy Awards this year in the category of Best Arrangement with his single Imprevisto. Cuban pianist Frank Fernandez will offer a special concert in Havana in greeting the fifth anniversary of the reopening of the Martí Theatre and its 75 years of life. Considered by specialized critics as a leading pianist in the country, Fernandez will offer a journey through his artistic career of six decades as interpreter, composer, and orchestrator. The presentation, scheduled for the 28th of the month, will be attended by the Solo Ensemble Orchestra of Havana under the direction of Maestro Ivan Valiente. In fact, Frank Fernandez's piano career is recognized by critics and audiences worldwide, as well as playing a leading role in the development of the instrument school in the Caribbean nation here in Cuba. Poetically speaking, a dialogue between the warmth of the light and the tones of the sea illuminate from within the Havana Theatre Festival, October the 19th to the 27th, that will welcome the celebration of the half millennium of the city that has hosted it since 1980. All of this according to Omar Valdinho, event director. He says that Havana, the wonder city, will become a backdrop and live scene to host the 18th edition of the great event dedicated to Vicente Revuelta. This year, the festival has, as a thematic guideline, concept, technique, direction. Participating in the event, there will be plays from Argentina, Germany, the United Kingdom, Puerto Rico, Spain, Brazil, France, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Sweden, all on the stages. The festival, in addition, will have the presence for the first time in Cuba of the Berliner Ensemble, a mythical German group that links Bertolt Brecht's legacy with whom he introduced his heritage in our country. Workshops and practical meetings are also planned to be provided by the members of each of the individual casts, plus open dialogues and criticism at the end of any of the functions of each each group. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.